You dig it?
Can you dig it, baby?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. This is a wonderful, wonderful evening. How you doing out there in, I'm talking about Facebook Live.
Okay.
I wasn't even talking about Facebook Live.
I wanted to know how I was doing.
Sir, I already know how you doing. This guy, I mean, it's not all about you. They ain't come and see you, Ike, or Tina, or whoever, you know. Hey, how y'all doing out there? Give us a thumbs up. Share this video and let everybody know that
Real Talk
Faith Walk is live. With a high five.
We didn't get it. Hold on. One more time. All right.
Yeah. This is a wonderful day. I'm excited today, man. I'm excited, you know, what the Lord is doing. And don't forget, you know, Real Talk of Faith Walk is about him being rurally and me being saved. Is that how it goes?
What? Oh, man.
I'm sorry, you know.
We're going to go ahead and sign off right now.
That was the old me.
No, that's the noun you. That's the noun you of now.
That's the old me. Right, can y'all hear us out there? Let us know that y'all, I don't think they can hear us, Pastor.
There's no sound.
I don't think there's a sound. Serious? I think you done messed up something. I think you done messed up something, bro.
So we did all that talking.
All that talking and nothing happened.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
No audio.
Okay. Let us know if y'all can hear us. Give us a thumbs up. Let us know something.
All right.
Can they hear now?
They should be able to.
All right. It's a wonderful day, man. It's a wonderful day. You know. Look, why you look like you froze?
That's not something.
Why are you looking at this?
Because I did look frozen. I'm making sure that there was no lag.
I mean, if you
listen, y'all, we apologize. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties this evening. We just said a whole bunch of stuff, and apparently you guys may have missed it. Anyway, we want to welcome you to Real Talk Faith Walk episode 3.
3?
Where we'll be talking about how to live out your purpose through your pain. Living out your purpose through your pain.
All right, now. So what's going on?
Life.
I mean, we don't want to start out, you know, something before we just go right into it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, because you look like you lost.
Nah, I'm just a little tired. I tried to take a nap, and that was a fail.
I thought you was
I tried to take a nap, and I failed.
Why would you take a nap? You know it's time to go on.
It was about an hour, 30 minutes prior to.
You got to learn some things here, man. You know, who drinks coffee out of a straw?
It's delicious. You know what you do? Didn't you have that shirt on yesterday? And as a matter of fact, I brought it to you after you finished preaching.
Man, I preached yesterday. How would you do this to me? I preached yesterday. And then I just, man, this shirt, all right, okay. Yeah.
That shirt smells like the seven deadliest sins.
And your shirt look like the seven sons of Skeezer. Keep playing with the Holy Ghost. I'm sorry. That's the old me.
Okay.
All right. That's the old me. Y'all, look here, y'all. We like to have fun before we start. We're going to have fun before we start. So it's a wonderful day, man.
Yeah,
I am glad to be here tonight. Glad to be in the land of living.
Yes, sir.
Man, I thank God for, amen, all of our leaders. Amen. Apostle Chris Tyson.
Amen.
Apostle Liberty Cheney. God
amen.
Bless you all. We thank God for you all. Thank you for your support and things like that. So I honor God tonight, you know, and I honor God for you being here tonight. You know, my sidekick. I'm your sidekick.
I was about to say that's okay, the co-host.
But why you got to be pointing to stuff?
Because I just wanted you to understand what your role was.
But if I take that coat
off. I'm Batman.
But if I take that coat off,
it'd
be.
We're going to get to the series, y'all. We're just having a good time right now.
If I take that coat off, then it'd be host, right?
Yeah, potentially.
Anyway.
Potentially. So that means, you know, with this sound difficulty, technical difficulty that we had, you guys didn't get to hear the new music for the intro. So I'm going to go ahead and play it over because it was nice and funky.
Tell them what it sound like. Like we on a TV show.
We are on a TV show.
It sound like we were on a TV show. Like listen, the one of them action movies. Like me and you ready. Like we cops. So we ready to hit somebody.
We get ready to fight.
In the spirit, right?
In the spirit.
Okay, I was ready to say, man. I can't be doing no fight. I'm too.
So we're gonna drop that one more time.
Oh, we're gonna drop that beat. Drop that beat. DJ Glenn dropped the beat.
Look, we're going to continue to welcome you guys in.
We welcome y'all.
Share. Invite somebody you think needs to hear this. Even if you think they don't need to hear it, invite them.
Right. Yeah,
invite them anyway. It only takes one.
Yeah, I think they ought to share it. You know, we just having a good time here. And we want to give you the opportunity. Oh, now you got a horn. You got a horn now. You like that big
listen. You remember that one time at band camp?
Who?
Never mind.
And listen, please, y'all. Again, we welcome y'all tonight to
Real Talk
Faith Walk. We live. Won't you share this video? We got something serious to talk about tonight. And, you know, every week we take, you know, suggestions of what we, you know, the listeners want to hear or subject on. And the first time we went here about what was the subject was, you don't even know, do you?
How to restore faith after death.
How to restore faith after death. So tonight we're talking about something totally different tonight because someone wanted to hear, amen, about, you know, how to live out their purpose, amen, and even in pain. So we're gonna attack that tonight, and I think this is gonna be a very good thing here tonight for them, and we don't do this for show. We don't, you know, try to, you know, entertain anybody, but we have a purpose here also. Even though we laugh and joke, but we also have a purpose, amen. Even on this real faith walk, real talk thing here, we want to attack situations. We ain't counselors now, so don't look at us as counselors. We just giving you, amen, the word of God, what the word of God says about these subjects. Amen. Amen. So tonight we want to attack that situation, that question, that, you know, theme that we have. So and I was looking in the book of Ephesians, Philippians, chapter 1, verse number 29, where it say, "For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his name's sake." Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times when we look at this subject here, you know, how to live out your purpose through your pain. First of all, the first question would be, what is your purpose? You know, what is your purpose? And I believe spiritually our purpose is to basically to restore the kingdom back to God. As far as being witnesses, as far as ministering to, you know, one another out in the, you know, things like that. So that's our purpose, is to be disciples, amen, to just bring, you know, give them the word of God, you know. So that's what our really purpose is. And I think a lot of times we look at purpose, and we think our purpose is to build businesses or build, you know, make ourselves rich and things like that. But that's not really what our purpose is, because the Bible tells us that heaven and earth were passed away, you know. So therefore, you know, that is really not our purpose. Or we leaving inheritance and things like that. Mm-hmm. This earth is temporary.
Yes, sir.
You know, we are living in a temporary body. We're not living into a body, you know, where we serving our purpose on, you know, financially, we serving our purpose, you know, physically, but we have a spiritual purpose, and that is to serve God, for us to believe God, for us to do this. Now, one thing about I realize about God, that he doesn't always, he never promises us all peaceful lives. Mm-hmm. Amen. But we have peace in him. But see, a lot of times we have to go through some suffering.
Right.
The same way that Jesus suffered for us on the cross is basically the same way we have to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying suffer like, you know, going into a devastating environment. So even I look at verse number 8, and it indicates when we share our faith, people will stand against us. You know, we have people that come against us because we stand on the word of God. And how, you know, how people you know, they get mad at us. They talk about us. But the literal meaning of adversaries, you know, Christians will face oppositions when they share our faith.
Yeah.
Amen. When we share our faith, we're gonna get oppositions. We're gonna come, you know, get attacked. Amen. We're gonna experience these things. But the verse contains a double gift: to believe in Christ and to suffer for His sake. So we gotta believe in Him and we gotta suffer for Him. So that's our purpose, is because we go through some things and we look at our pain or what we're going through, and when I think about the pain, when I think about people saying, well, you know, my pain, I'm going through so much, and then you have to realize, and I always go to my best friend, his name is Job, and Job always give us the synoptics of what it means to really go through. Now, with the experience that Job had, we have not experienced that Job experience.
Right.
You know, what happened, Job, you know, and I'm going to tell the story, how the story goes, when the sons of God went to present themselves, amen, to the Lord, the Bible said that the devil came also.
Yes, sir.
And even when the devil came also, God, so therefore let me know right there that he got access. Amen, to the atmosphere. So therefore, but in other words, he still have to get permission from God to do anything. So even in our pain and our suffering, we might be suffering, but everything is not always the devil.
Come on.
Amen. Everything is not always the devil. So you go through, because a lot of times we put ourselves, amen, in predicaments where we can't get out of. And only time, a lot of times, only time we call on God is when we need him.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, we don't call on God when we're going through our circumstances. We don't call on him when we're going through our problems. Sometimes we only call on him is when we need him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because I'm going through. So I'm going to get back to that story with Job. But I look at Paul's life, and when Paul prays, said, Lord, take this thorn out of my flesh. I'm going through. We don't know what thorn it was in his flesh, but we don't know what Paul was going through even in that time of suffering. Now, he was suffering. It was for Christ's sake. And what God told me, he prayed three times and said, Lord, take this thorn out of my flesh. And what God told him, he said, my grace is sufficient enough for you.
Yes, sir.
That means you can stand the pain that you're going through. And we going through some stuff because we put ourselves in these predicaments, and we going through because we want to go through. We don't want to accept what we going through. We don't want to turn to Christ because we want to go through it. He is our answer. He's our answer for every situation, amen, that we going through. We have to rely on him, amen, even in our suffering times. And I realize, even studying this verse here, suffering is a gift from God. Is a gift from God.
Amen.
So that means we gotta go through some things. And even in a storm, even in the rain and all that, if you look at the disciples when they were in the boat, when they was when the storm came, oh man, only thing it was trying to teach us is to obey Jesus. Amen. Obey him and his word, because he's not gonna put no more on us than we can bear. But the phrase, amen, being granted, is in the Greek, means that the believer receives suffering as a gift from God. The word granted means to give freely, or, amen, gracefully, as a favor. Hallelujah. As favor, we have been granted the privilege of suffering for Christ. You know, we look and say, well, why is it a privilege to suffer for him? Why? When I'm going through, because he gave us, amen, that ability. He gave us that power. He gave us that anointing, amen, to suffer for him. Like I said, again, the same way he suffered for us on the cross, amen, is the same way we got to suffer for him. You got anything to say? Well, keep going. You don't want to look, yo, he don't want to go. So anyway, we suffering with a purpose is a privilege. Amen. Suffering with a purpose is a privilege. So even in your purpose, when you know, when you've been promised something, and when we know we try to get it, but it's always hard to get because oppositions come in the way.
Yeah.
Oppositions are going to come all the time. What Paul said in the book of Romans, he said that every time I find myself doing good, I find myself doing bad. And when I'm trying to do the things that's, well, I'm trying to do to get away from the bad things. Nothing seemed to happen. Why? Because he said the sin is always present. So don't understand this now. When you proclaim the name of Christ, when you tell this is what I'm going to do, Lord, and the devil hears what you say too. Now get back to the story. Even when it comes to the devil, so God asked him. He said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And he said, "Yeah, I have not considered him because you put a hedge around him." Mm-hmm. So what are you saying? He put a hedge of protection around Job. So that means the devil couldn't even touch Job's life.
Right.
And a lot of times we look at ourselves, the devil can't touch a lot of things we do because God has a certain hedge around us. Right. So when he said, "Well, you know, I will remove the hedge," or "I will remove my protection," but he told the devil, he said, "But don't kill him." So the devil, that tells you right there that the devil still got to get permission to touch God's people. And we take our life today like, "Oh, the devil keep doing this and the devil keep doing that. I'm going through," credit. Yeah, too much. We're giving the devil too much credit. Mm-hmm. And we can't give him no credit because he got to get authority from God. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why it's so hard for us believers to understand that the devil got to get permission before he attack your body. I don't care what it is. Now, but a lot of times we put ourselves in harm's way where the devil will attack us because we leave ourselves open. Well, how do we leave ourselves open? Even through your purpose, you got to learn how to pray. You got to learn how to seek the face of God. You got to learn how to get into your secret closet and believe that God is, and he said he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
I want to point out what Tron just posted.
He said, okay.
There's always a situation before revelation.
There's always a situation. Go ahead and speak on it. It is.
I didn't want to speak. I just wanted to make sure it was pointed out.
I like
that's
that.
That's good right there.
There is. There's a revelation, a situation before revelation.
Yes,
so, you know, even when he promised you things, you might not see it. That's why it said noun faith.
Mm-hmm.
It said noun faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
That's the key right
you
there.
You know, that's the key.
The evidence of things not seen.
It's not seen. So how can you hope for something that you don't see?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So even in my situation, even in that situation, I'm going to trust God in that situation. You know, I'm a praise God even in the midst of what I'm going through. And still, even we go back and say, we don't understand why believers can't understand that the devil don't have no power or no victory. I feel like preaching here, man. I mean,
come on, hey,
have
listen,
no
this
victory.
This is the platform to do it all.
Amen. Have no victory in our lives.
Yes, sir.
So why are we allowing the devil to access us like that when God even put a hedge around us for us to just to believe him? And I'm not skipping around. I go back even to Saul when the children of Israel kept crying for a king. We need somebody to rule over us. We need somebody to do this. We need somebody to do that. But only thing God was saying, just trust me.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of times what God did, he didn't give them what they want. He stepped back and allowed the enemy, God Almighty, to come in. So even in our lives, when we don't do the things that God has instructed us to do, what he'll do, he'll step back and he will allow the enemy, amen, to do some of the things to us.
Mm-hmm.
But even when that go back to Job, he said, "Well, you know, don't, you know, do this and don't touch him." So what the devil did, he went rampant. He went out there, he killed Job's wife. He killed Job's family, his children. He took he killed all the cattle. He killed everybody, but he only won one person was left. Came back and Job said, "What's going on?" He said, "I came back with some news because I'm the only one left.
One.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the only one left.
Each time.
Yeah, for real. Mm-hmm. So every time that the devil did something, he left somebody to go back and say, "I did this to him. What you gonna do?"
Yeah.
But only thing you can do is like when the devil attack your body or attack your mind, what you gonna do? I'm gonna trust God.
Always.
Amen. Even though I don't feel it, I don't feel like God is moving sometimes. I don't feel the atmosphere, but I believe that God is standing right there to receive me when I say, "Lord, help me out."
Yes.
So therefore, there's not a, what you're going through is just a test. And we don't understand and that Jesus went through tests. Amen. He went through trials. He went through temptations. Amen. Even, you know, I think after he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible said that the Spirit of God led him to the wilderness to be tested. So don't you think if you go out there and buy a car, you look at, you go out there and search for a car, you look for a car, and then you see what you like, and all of a sudden you like, let me test drive this, mm-hmm. because I want to know what I'm putting myself into. So is God is with us.
Come on.
Let me test them and see what I'm putting myself into. You don't go out there and buy no new clothes, just say, okay, I think I can fit this, but take it home and you realize you can't fit it. Because you went on your own, amen, your own revelation. So we don't really go on a revelation where God has, you know, has asked us to do. I mean, David said, trust in the Lord, amen, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall, he will, he got to direct our paths. Why? Because he said it. God does not go against his word. Oh, God, I thank you. He don't go against his word, man. So, I mean, even in our purpose, with our purposes, my purpose is to make sure, I need some napkins here now. Y'all making me preach up in this place. Somebody say, preach, fat man.
Preach, fat man.
Y'all make me preach up in this place, and I'm sweating and all that. Man, you got the air up in here?
Yeah,
hey, man, I don't even know if the guy got the air up in here. So, anyway. So even in our what our purpose is to really to believe God to bring amen the unsaved to be saved amen. The Bible said Isaiah said that he has anointed me to preach good tidings. He has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted. He has anointed me, amen, to set the captives free. If God anointed us to do that, why aren't we doing that? Answer that question. Why aren't we doing, you know, we talking about, you know, going through what my purpose is, but I'm going through pain even in my purpose. So what am I doing, or what have I done to not fulfill my purpose? What have you done to not fulfill your purpose? I don't trust God. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was going to say, even before getting there, I wanted to say acknowledging and actually understanding what your purpose is really mm-hmm. the first step. Because a lot of times
trials.
I'm going to say spiritual self-identity crisis.
Mm, I like that. Spiritual?
Spiritual self-identity crisis. So, yes. I'm supposed to be doing this. I'm supposed to be doing this. Or right. Maybe I'm supposed to be doing this. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm supposed to be doing this. Until you actually sit down and have a conversation with God.
That's
and
right.
He confirms within you mm-hmm. what it is that your purpose is. You're not going to understand what it is. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to go on a merry-go-round.
That's it. A merry-go-round. But my thing is with that, Pastor, is that the whole thing about it is we miss our purpose.
Mm.
I believe we miss our purpose because we're not doing it in the right way.
I know I did.
You know what I'm saying? So basically, a lot of times we don't pray.
Did it the wrong way.
Yeah, we did it the wrong way. We don't pray. We don't ask God to see. And a lot of times we look at our, a lot of people, and I go again in the beginning when I said, a lot of us look at our purpose as far as material things. Mm-hmm. We're not here for materialism. You know, I mean, we got to live, but the whole thing about it is we missed our spiritual purpose.
Mm.
You know, while you out here trying to build your, you know, your castle, build your dreams and build all this, but that's just temporary.
Right.
That's going to fade away.
Yes, sir.
It's going to fade away like the grass. Mm-hmm. You know, so we got to get out that mentality, you know, trying to build a legacy or, you know, trying to build a cathedral here on earth where it's not going to last forever. Mm-hmm. So my purpose, I don't know about anybody, I'm speaking for myself. My purpose is to bring the kingdom back to God. It's to preach kingdom.
Yeah.
It's to preach righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not to try to build my own self or make a name for myself. What we try to do.
Right.
We're thinking that, oh, this is what this is our purpose is. My purpose is to build this big church and have 50 million people. That's not your purpose. That's your
that's what you want.
You want that. Mm-hmm. We make our own purposes. Yeah. We make our own purpose.
Yeah.
But see, instead of saying, you know what, let's see what God say about purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of times we go through a lot of stuff because we're not serving our purpose here on earth.
That's a pull a definition up real quick. You make it do it faster than me.
What's the definition for purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go. I like this, man. This is good. This is good. So, purpose definition. So the purpose definition is the reason of which something is done or created or for which something exists. Mm. The purpose of meeting is to appoint a trustee. So that part, that's one definition. Having as one's intention or object. Okay? So we're going through stuff. This ain't for us. You know what I'm saying? We trying to build something here on earth where we neglecting what God really want us to do. God, I thank you.
That's good.
I mean, really. So we got to get out that mentality. So I don't understand your watch this. This is another. So okay, what does purpose mean? The reason why, okay, we use that something is done or used, the aim or attention of something, the feeling of being determined to do or achieve something. Mm. So we're trying to achieve something on earth where God is trying to say, no, seek ye, what did he say? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. So we got to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So if my purpose is to seek God first, then everything I got that I need here is already prepared for me. So my thing is to seek the kingdom of God first. Seek God first. What he wants me to do. Hallelujah. So then watch the rest of this. The aim or goal of a person. What a person is trying to do, become. Mm. So we're trying to become something, you know, here on earth that we're never going to achieve.
Wow.
Oh, God, I thank you. We don't have to agree with that, mm-hmm. but this is the purpose. Mm-hmm. My purpose is really to make sure that I'm restoring the kingdom of God, you know, preaching the unadulterated word of God, not trying to just make people think their purpose is here on earth all the time, because it's not. The Bible said, once upon a man wants to die, then after that, the judgment. So we're gonna fade away. Our bodies are going to fade away. Mm-hmm. We're going to become with a glorified body. Mm-hmm. So even when I get back to Job for a minute, and I'm going to stop. I'm going to get back to Job. Even like Job, he suffered. He was suffering. You know, he was suffering for Christ's sake. Yep. Because why? Even though he was, you know, suffering like that, he never denied Jesus. He never denied God. So even that, so he lost everything he had. Then all of a sudden, he lost his health. Oh God. So even he said, okay, I'm gonna take the hedge off his health, touch his health, but don't you kill him.
Yep.
And you mean tell me I can just do this, but I can't kill him? No. See, the devil purpose is his purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his purpose, to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I love it when we keep reading and say, but I come. Woo! Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have that more abundantly. You got to have that abundant life in you. That's what your purpose is. Oh, God, I thank you. That's what your purpose is to have that abundant life. Oh, God.
I have some little bit of points here for. I just didn't want to.
Go ahead. I mean, hey.
So we have to search for meaning in our pain. Mm. Pain has its place in life when it is honored and processed in a healthy way. The positive aspects of pain can begin to emerge. For example, pain can cause you to reflect and make new life choices. Mm. Pain can deepen your compassion and empathy for others. Pain can awaken gratitude and appreciation for what you have. My God. Pain, I'm going to say that again, can awaken gratitude and appreciation for what you have. Mm-hmm. Pain can move you to take action and confront injustice. And then lastly, pain can inspire you to seek out healthier habits and relationships.
Wow. That's good, man. So even while you were reading, I was reading this right here. Basically, it said not only to believe in him what your purpose is, say the ability to believe in Christ is a gift from God. Suffering is a gift from God as well. Our salvation is dependent upon the finished work of Christ upon the cross. We contribute nothing to salvation but trust in what has been given.
Yeah,
he was given to us. He died for us. He set us free. So while we still living while we still living or we still crying over our pain. I'm not saying that's the wrong thing, you know, but while we still crying over our pain when he already gave us the answer, is to trust him and to believe him. Oh God, I'm excited. I'm finished though. I mean, if that answered somebody's question, amen. I pray it did, and I would say, amen. Thank you, Andre. God bless you, sir. God bless you, Andre. Andre said, "Great men of God, glory be to God. I need to hear this." See, this is what our purpose is right now, yes, even sir. On earth, is to make sure that we draw you to Christ. I mean, even though you're in Christ, you're going to go through some things. You're going to go through some, you know, suffering, and you're going to go through some hardship. You're going to lose some things.
Yeah.
But you lose the gain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is. To lose it is to gain. I might lose a lot of things, but why? I'm gaining God. I'm gaining salvation. I'm gaining, you know, the ability to serve the Lord all that I want to.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I'm telling you. So, you know, we look at our life today. We look at everything that we go through. And when one bill hit, another bill hit. And let me, I use that, you know, naturally. So we didn't, you know, how much can I take? How much is this going to take? You're just missing some bills. And I'm not saying, you know, don't, you know, but my thing is, it's not too hard because there's help out there for a lot of these things. But we don't want to go out there and grab what's out there for us.
Mm-hmm.
We sit back and a lot of times we expect God to come out of heaven, come down to earth, and to release us from these things. But with God, is not going to do that.
Right.
God will use individuals. Why do you think he got us here? He used us. Hey man, if he can use a donkey, the ass of a, what you call him, the ass of a donkey or whatever you go, if he can use that to, you know, ask the man, why are you beating him? He can use anybody.
Yeah.
So don't think of that, because when you have natural help, we neglect that, and we miss our blessing because we don't think it's from God.
Huh.
If somebody come and say, you know, Pastor, let me help you with this. Oh, nah, never mind. I don't need this. I don't need that. You know, one thing I can say about my friend, Apostle Liberty, I hope she know that. One time she was taking an offer. I told her no. And she said, don't reject my seed. And that did something to me. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know what when we sow into people's lives, mm-hmm. like we sown into people's lives now,
yeah, yeah.
We don't know what that do to people. And I just look what Andre said. He said, "Look, I needed to hear this." So you don't know what seed you are depositing into people's lives. But we sit back and hold, "Ain't God?
Right.
You know, God ain't doing this." But we don't know. God will take the simplest things to confine them to the wise.
That's your favorite statement,
man. I love that. I'm telling you, I do. I love it because we look at everyday life, Pastor, like you know what? Oh man, just forget it.
Right.
No, he gonna take the simplest things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we might drink some, don't know why we drinking it. We might get some things and don't know why we getting it. But sometimes it looked like, I used the bowl, for instance, one day. I used the bowl.
The crack of the bowl.
The crack of the bowl. Mm-hmm. I used that, for instance. That's where, you know, when God, I told you to take the simplest things. So even that, and when I was talking about even with pain. So let me talk about this pain.
Do you think?
So I look at the bowl, and I was wondering why the bowl was leaking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm like, where's this milk coming from? Where is it coming from? See, we don't attack the root. We try to go with the surface. Let me just take care of the surface. The root part, you know, no, okay, deal. But when you plant, I'm not a planter, but I know when they plant.
Know.
So when you plant stuff or when you replant, what you do, you grab the whole root out of the ground to plant new seed. Am I right?
Yeah.
So we don't even go, you got people that cut grass or you know, they plant more fiber. They try to put a new seed on old seed. And what's going to do, I guess what they call the sprouts or whatever they call it, going to come and choke the seed that's in the ground because we're not watering it right. We're not planting right.
I'm about the weeds.
The weeds. Well, yeah, the weeds. Okay. Now, I ain't talking about that.
No, not marijuana. Talking about the
weeds. Oh, okay. You know what? This guy right here.
Man.
So I was looking at where was the milk coming from, and I didn't know where it's coming from.
Greetings, Apostle.
Greetings, Apostle. So I was looking at the, so what happened was I had to look at the bowl, and I said, oh, shoot, it's leaking from here. Mm-hmm. You know you can't repair a bowl.
Yeah.
A plastic bowl.
Put a little duct tape on it.
But duct tape is going to come through. It's going to sift through. So if you, so if you try to switch on that, wait, 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 to strengthen us. It's to strengthen us. you know, and I look at David when David lost his son, you know, but after he kept praying, Lord, to keep my son, don't kill my son, Lord, do this, do that, Lord, don't look. But God still took his son. And after David stayed there, he prayed, he kept praying until God moved. But when God took his son, he said, David got up. And he went on about his life. It's an everyday life what we go through. We cannot allow, what to say, Purpose in Your Pain sounds like a book. Can I be the co-author of that book? Apostle, we're going to have to be the co-author of these books, okay? Put our stuff. No, that's a book. That's go good. Ahead. That's that a book. That's a book. Yeah, write that down. That's right. Be here to help somebody. So the application to the principle is, do we accept suffering as a gift from God's hand? That's the question we ask. Do we accept this? You know, so it is a controversial for us to think of salvation as a gift. But do we think of suffering for Christ as a gift? Can we accept the first gift, which is salvation? And not the second gift is suffering. So if I can accept salvation, how can I not accept suffering? Because the thing is, once we name the name of Christ, all hell will break loose.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, things are going to happen. You're going to ask yourself, why am I losing this stuff? Why I had it going on when I wasn't saved. But then a lot of times we look at people that backslide because they feel that when I was out in the world, things was going right for me. Now when I come to Christ, I'm losing everything. All hell's breaking loose. I'm losing everything. But it's not that you lose the stuff. It's because I'm gaining. Why through suffering? Because suffering is going to make you lose some things. So we are citizens of heaven. I said it in the beginning. We are citizens of heaven. Therefore, we are living out of a suitcase down here on this earth. So that means that I'm just passing by. I'm just making, you know how you go, you know, you go live with somebody and you got a bag or you got a box and you keep going in that same bag and box and taking stuff out. You live out of the box. Therefore, you know that place is not your home. You know that place you're gonna stay there for a time, but you're gonna leave. Now watch this. Then it goes on to say here, we should not treat life on earth as an ultimate goal of our lives.
I felt that.
We should not. Oh God, I thank you. We should not treat life on earth as the ultimate goal of our lives. This is not our home. We're going to lose this place here. So we are spiritual aliens. This world is not our home. We should expect oppositions. We should expect problems. We should expect loss. We should expect gain. We should accept these things, man. So that's what God is trying to tell us. Trust Him. What you always say, trust the process. Good God Almighty, trust the process. I dare somebody put that in the screen and say, trust the process. We got to trust the process because this is what God is all about here. Stop looking at, that's what I say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. God wants you to have things on earth. So don't think, you know, what kills me, not kills me, what bothers me a lot is when I ain't gonna die. Not yet, I don't think. I hope not. If I die, I'm gonna take you with me. So, you made me lose my throat.
My apologies.
You know what? I have to rebuke you. Go ahead. So this is not ours. We have to learn the process of God what He has for us. Amen. I'm free. I thank God for this. Amen. Didn't take all day long, is it? Can I get an offering?
What?
Jesus. I need $1,000 line. Give me $1,000 line. You're gonna be in $1,000 line. You're gonna be in $1 line.
I'm gonna be in $1 line. I got $1 for you. Actually, I got a penny for your thoughts.
That's not even how the song goes. Wait a minute. How'd it go? Anyway.
We really hope that
wait a minute, I, we wish you would. I wish you would log off a pops. I wish you would. Yeah, yeah, offer. I'm looking around. I text it to me.
So listen, she doesn't know I'm doing this, but I'm trying to show you guys something that I think is really great, and I would ask that you all go support. We're big on support here.
Yes, big on support.
And if you come to LIM Ministries, the church is big on support as well. So listen, there is a great woman of God that is on mine right now by the name of Apostle Libby Cheney. She has a line, and it's the honeycomb line. Again, she doesn't know that I'm doing this. It's the honeycomb line, and I want you guys just to see some of these products. So I'm going to try and put them up on the screen for you.
No, we don't have no muffins.
Apostle, if you could post your your website or email or yes. contact information for them to be able to contact you about these products. This, I believe, is yes. the hair oil.
There we go.
If that's I'm wrong, Apostle, please correct me. That's one of them. And we have...
Oh, don't cry. We got you.
This one here. All right.
Type your website in there. Yeah, please, in the chat. Apostle, please type your website in there so we can go ahead and do this.
Hey, shampoo, conditioner.
Thank you.
And then look at these waves right here, y'all. Look at this. Y'all need to go and support. She's gonna drop how you can purchase these products. Go and support. Look at that. Look at that scalp.
You're trying to get waves. You're trying to get waves.
I got waves in here.
That's not waves, man.
You know what? We talking about a possum right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't you try to get some waves? Like,
again, this is Apostle Liberty Cheney. She's, as you can see, she is in the live stream with us right now. Y'all go check this out, man.
You only use one of the products. See how your head.
I'm definitely going
to
try it.
Now, I want you to try the wave part. That part right there. I want you to try the wave part.
See if I get in the wave.
Let me see your head now. No. What?
I got a head on.
But that's not a difference.
I'm going to have head hair. You ever heard of head hair?
I got a ring around your head.
All right, so I'm just showing you one more time.
Just imagine with waves or with that kind of, you know, with that curve. Remember on Jerry Curl?
I was just about to say Jerry Curl. All right. So, again, it is Apostle Liberty Cheney. She's down there.
And let me call out the website to you. It's www.honeycombscosmetics.org. www.honeycombscosmetics.org. Come on, support this woman of God. Amen. Support her. Amen.
She also has a book coming out.
Yes.
Coming out real soon. I'm not going to talk about it because I'm not at liberty to discuss it.
Right.
Get it, Liberty. She will promote that when she comes on the show.
Actually, we're gonna promote that book. Yeah. That's right. We got to do that.
Yeah, okay.
So listen. If we said something tonight, and we're not finished yet, we said something tonight that touches you to, if you lost contact with God, we here to let you, you know, try to bring you back to God. But listen, if you're not saved, amen, this opportunity for you to get saved. We don't want to leave this place without you, amen, receiving Christ. If you're looking for a church home and don't have a church home, amen, if you are in the Waldorf area, 2799 Old Washington Road, Waldorf, Maryland. That's Liberty International Ministries, amen. And that's 2799 Old Washington Road, Waldorf, Maryland. If you got announcements, we would do that for you here. We don't charge you for it. We here to be supporters to you. Amen. Especially our black businesses.
Yes, sir.
Especially our black. So you got a business you want us to promote. Amen. If you have not promoted, come on. Just give it to us. Send us an email. We got email address now, though.
We do.
So
you can either email Pastor Pete.
Wait a minute. Before you say that, why you never said anything?
Just thought it was going about that.
I tell you what. I ain't jumping out the window. So,
I'm sorry, y'all. We have a website as well now. It's realtalkfw.com. Realtalkfw.com. Emails are apostlewalton@realtalkfw.com. Mine is pastorp@realtalkfw.com. So you can email us anything you would
about your business. You didn't say nothing about North Texas home improvement either. Because I'm ready to fire you from that, though. I mean,
you're going to fire me.
You're the owner.
From my company.
How are you the owner and the host?
Listen, God is good.
You know.
So, really quick, I have the church the church flyer on there. Can you talk about that again?
Which address? Flyer? Oh. 2799 Old Washington Road. Walled off. Brother, you fixing what? Well, he fixing that. That's this guy right here. He the one. The media man. Remember that movie, The Media Man? That's what you act like.
Meteor?
Yeah, slow.
Ah, but you said media. Okay. I guess I'll promote myself as well. As you can see, Anointed Hands, unlimited, just home improvement, credit repair, whatever it may be. You got your house, you got a building, whatever we do, residential or commercial. Let's go into these comments really quick because he's doing a lot of laughing.
No, look at the boss said, y'all making up stuff. You just put that shirt on. You just put that shirt on.
Oh, man. Listen.
Anyhow.
I can't get back to the stream. See what you done there?
No, possibly. I didn't do anything. All
right. I hope you guys were able to see everything. Again, the website. Read the website again.
Which one?
For the honeycomb products.
Not even possible. www.honeycombcosmetics.org. That's once again www.honeycombcosmetics.org. That's like a real radio host on it. No. He's a jealous. This guy's jealous.
Guys, we hope you enjoyed yourself.
We hope you did. Amen.
Really quick.
Oh.
Topics. Drop the topics in the comments
section. Oh, yes. Before we leave. Oh, we didn't do something. You got to do that. You ain't got no money, do you?
First of all, sir, don't cut my pockets. I didn't know. We could have done it, but I didn't know.
So, don't forget, join us. We're going to give you some questions, so we have fun in here.
Today's Monday.
Yeah, today's Monday.
Thursday. Thursdays are now. Let's talk about it Thursdays.
Let's talk about
it. So, whatever the topic may be, it can be relationships, finances, marriages, whatever it may be. We're going to talk about it. We get a topic, and we say, let's talk about it. We're going to have people come in. Yeah, not necessarily come in, but we'll tie you into the feed to give you, you know, what you want to say. Discuss that topic.
Well, I'm going to talk about something right now. If I don't get paid for this,
no.
So, is this free?
Excuse me, this is for the
Lord. Oh, look, it's for the Lord. If it wasn't for the Lord, you'd be paying me, brother. I don't give a walk out. I give a walk out of the studio.
I'm looking for another co-host because his days are numbered.
Sir, if you fire me, if you fire me, I'll catch you behind that building.
We'll build it.
Don't worry about you. Your wife will find you. What you do to my husband, Timmy, what you do? No, let me stop.
Oh, my Lord, help us all, Father.
You ain't gonna need to give me no free will offering. This guy cheat.
I'm glad all the snacks.
I don't want those snacks.
You got cookies, water, chips, chocolate, crackers.
And you can sweat in this place, too.
Blueberry muffins.
Oh, we do get... Oh, Pops, we do get muffins.
Yeah, it's a little...
He said we ain't had none.
What's it at?
You.
Last week. We didn't have them last week.
So people want some muffins. They here?
Right.
I mean, I'm hungry. You know, I eat lunch.
Anywho, listen, guys. Thank you for joining in.
Oh, we didn't even pray. You ain't no real sinner. I mean, no real saint. You're not a saint.
Is that not part of your... Start talking first.
Why you want your fist in this bed? Why you want to snap?
Get off my nerve, man. Hold up.
We missed that.
Yeah, we did miss that.
Is it Marcel?
Yes, Marcel Barrett.
Marcel Barrett. We will get that information to you after the stream ends.
Yes.
Really appreciate you even asking about that.
Amen.
Guys, look, we love you. We're going to pray out. We hope everybody received somebody, if not everybody, received something from this today. The topics, I'm not sure if we've seen it. My screen went away, so I can't see the comments anymore. Not sure if there are any more topics that came up, but this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. We may push it to 7 because somebody gets here late. But anyway, 6:30 p.m., we'll be right here going live again, and that will be Let's Talk About It. So whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about it. Transparency.
Oh, you said I was late. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got there at 6:01.
Yeah. We anybody want our Cash App, we'll text you. We got to get a Cash App. We don't have no Cash App.
Yeah, I'm going to set it up.
You going to set it up? Okay, he's going to set the Cash App up. But don't think this purpose of us bagging money, but if y'all want to sow, that's fine and dandy. Amen. So
the purpose of us what?
I didn't say the purpose.
You said don't think this is the purpose of us bagging money?
No, did you beg for money?
You said were you trying to say begging?
Did I say bag?
You said bagging. Ha. Huh.
I think you need to go to speech therapy.
Praise our apostle.
Father, we thank you. We praise your name. We thank you for this segment tonight, God. We thank you, God, for what you have done. We thank you for the enjoyable day today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, bless us, God, as we leave this place, but never from your presence. Bless Pastor Potter right now. God, bless our podcast, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that every time we come, we say something that touches somebody, God, to want to change, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for all that you are doing. We thank you for all what you good ready to do. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Because you're doing it right now, God. And bless everybody that's listening to us tonight, God. And keep their families, God. Keep them, God, in perfect peace, God. Bless them like never before in the name of Jesus, God. That they may walk up right before you, God. They may serve their purpose, God, even through their pain, God. But you will help them through it right now. God, we honor you, God. We respect you right now in the name of Jesus. That you're going to do it, God. You did it before, you will do it again. Now, God, elevate us, God, in the name of Jesus. That we continue to be spiritual, God. Continue to have fun, God. Continue to bless somebody, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. Thank you for Apostle Liberty. Thank you for those everybody that's on here, God. We can't name by name in the name of Jesus, but we thank you for them, God. So we send a special anointed upon them right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What is